Blog Talk Radio.
I am the living man.
What they'll say is, well, it costs too much money. But you know what? It would cost about the same as what we would spend. It over the course of 10 years, it would cost what it would cost us. All right. Okay. We're going to. It would cost us about the same as it would cost for about... Hold on one second. I can't hear myself.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born.
Preserve that freedom, you're going to have to get off your ass, put down the bags of Cheetos and the ho-hos and the ding-dongs and everything else that you're shoving down your fat gullet and start doing something about it. That's right, I am America's rebel. I flat refuse to comply with anything that's going on in this country today. I am sick and tired of the way it is going, cannot deal with it, I will not deal with it. Not in the way that they want me to deal with it. I do not drop trow and surrender like far too many of our Republican leaders in Congress. And yes, we got a story here today, Mr. Harry Reid. He told the truth. For the first time, I think, is in his entire miserable life, this man told the truth. He said that John Boehner would cave in on immigration. And yes, that's absolutely 100% correct. Mr. Boehner, I have no faith in you that you will fight. I have no faith in our Republican Congress that they will stand up and fight. There's a few of them, but there's not enough. And as you know, we will be playing rebel Christmas music, insensitive, racist, homophobic, misogynistic, absolutely, completely offensive and racist Christmas music. We're going to be playing that throughout the holidays. I might even play it after the holidays. But the whole point is, it's Christmas. It's still cool to say Christmas and wish people Merry Christmas. We do not need to turn this every year. Every damn year, we got to go through the same thing. This war on Christmas. You got kids at a school that sing some Christmas song, and some Muslim, now he's all upset. He's suing everybody. Well, you know what? Shut up. This is America. It's called freedom. If you don't want to sing along with the Christmas song, then don't. If you don't like the Christmas song, don't sing it. But don't take away from others what you don't like. Keep in the forefront of your mind, people, that we can start doing that to you, too. But we don't. Because, see, we believe in freedom. You don't. You believe in tyranny. Well, that's the big difference between the right and the left. The left believes in tyranny. They want complete and total control. And the right, they don't want any control. They want the American people to be free. Which means the only way American people can be free is the American people are in charge. Which, I know, here I go again. I got to put a penny in the cuss jar before I even say it. The Constitution grants us those freedoms. This Constitution is our barrier. This protects us from our government. That's why this document was written, is to protect the American people from their government. This is to limit, restrict the government so they do not turn tyrannical. However, this president and the president before, they took as many powers as they possibly could. Barack Obama took it to the complete nth degree of the nth degree. And there's a lot of people that are, I think he's going to get in trouble for this. I don't think this one's going to go away. He's got far too many people now that have, well, it's getting bigger than I think he ever imagined. People are turning on this president left and right. He's got the youngins now. They flat refuse to have anything to do with Obamacare. They pretty much completely had enough of Obama, period. And most of these are the, what they call millennials now. Some of the older ones, like the ones who voted for Barack Obama the first time, about half of those are still with the president. But the other half is gone. But the ones that voted for him the second time, because they weren't old enough to vote for the first time, well, they've dropped him like a hot potato. He's done. This president does not really exactly have a big leg to stand on, and he can't get it. He doesn't understand it. He's out there now touting everybody and telling the whole world, yes, Obamacare, healthcare.gov works perfect now. It's fine. It's great. It's wonderful. Is it? Sure is affordable, too, isn't it? In any event, getting back to Christmas, Oh Holy Night, that was a very special request from my mother. It's all right. I tried finding the Elvis Oh Holy Night, but I couldn't find it. I can only find Elvis impersonators singing it. So Bing Crosby instead, which is just as acceptable and just as fine. We do have another request. We'll play that later in our top-of-the-hour offensive Christmas break that we will be taking. We might even take two or three today. I don't know. But I try waking up in a good mood, and all it does is I just start reading some of this stuff that's in here, and immediately all my good mood just goes right out the friggin' door. So let's get back to this president's woes of people turning on him. Obama's end runs around Congress spark bipartisan criticism. Even the liberals are starting to say, hey, wait a minute, you can't be keep bypassing Congress and signing executive orders for whatever the hell you want. So President Obama has repeatedly pledged, if Congress refuses to act, I'll do everything in my power to act without them. Now, that statement right there tells me that this man has no concept of our Constitution. There is no way that you can possibly convince me that this man is a constitutional scholar, that he understands the document. There is no excuse for that whatsoever. All you have to do is read it once, and you know that is that is completely illegal. There are three branches of government, not just the one. There are three. There's not four. The media is not part of it. And Fox News, they're not part of the government either. So believe it or not, they cannot and never will be able to defund Obamacare. You understand that, Mr. Emanuel?
Zeke.
And you're a doctor? You're the last bastard I want working on me. Jesus, God. Nobody can be that obtuse unless it's deliberate. I'm sorry, but you can't. That's deceit. That's not stupidity. That's deceit. What is stupidity is the people that believe that deceit. That is the stupidity. At a House Judiciary Committee hearing this week, I tightened up my left-handed broken tongue this morning, so I think it might work a little better. Not quite as good as healthcare.gov is right now, but it'll be close. So at a House Judiciary Committee hearing this week, GOP lawmakers repeatedly expressed frustration with the president's end runs around Congress on everything from non-enforcement of immigration laws, which I'm not even going to go there right now. We'll get there later. To massive rewrites of the Affordable Care Act. I wonder what. Nah, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. Committee Chairman Representative Bob Goodlatte, a Republican from Virginia, says the president doesn't have a debate in the Oval Office about what he wants to do, adding, he does what he wants to do, and then you no longer have representative democracy. Yeah. First of all, I'd like to know, well, why this Congress, since how long has Boehner been Speaker of the House? How long has he been Speaker of the House now? A couple years. Why hasn't there been any committee hearings on this president overstepping his bounds, not following the Constitution? Isn't that the Congress's job? As far as I know, last time I read the Constitution, Congress holds the power of impeachment. That is part of not only their right, but their responsibility and their duty. So, Mr. Boehner, there's no excuse why something hasn't been brought here to stop the president from overstepping his bounds, bypassing Congress, tyrannizing our government. Not his. It's not his government. It's our government. Mr. Boehner, you need a backbone. Stop with the waterworks. Stop with the boozing. Start fighting. That's why you're there. I think you've been in Congress for too freaking long. You've just been in Congress too long. You don't have that drive, that fight. You don't have that fire in your heart that it takes to be a freaking leader. Either muster up some kind of something. Show me, Mr. Boehner, that you have a little backbone. It doesn't have to be a big one. It just has to be there. Right now, it's non-existent. Kind of like man-made global warming. It doesn't exist. We vote you people in to fight for us, not fight for you. So anyway, Mr. Goodlatte, speaking to Jonathan Turley, who I believe is a big, you know, oh, he's another Obot. Obama, Obama, Obama. Well, he's starting to turn a little bit now. Professor Turley. Well, that word professor anymore. That word, I think, is used far too loosely. But that's just my opinion. So, Professor Turley, the Constitution, the system of separated powers, is not simply about stopping one branch of government from usurping another. It's about protecting the liberty of Americans from the dangers of concentrated government power. Gee, where have we heard that before? I've only been bitching about that since I started. How does this president's unilateral modification of Act of Congress affect both the balance of power between the political branches and the liberty interests of the American people? How does that do that? Then Mr. Turley responds, well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The danger is quite severe. Well, yeah. The problem with what the president is doing is that he's not simply posing a danger to the constitutional system. He's becoming the very danger the Constitution was designed to avoid. That is, the concentration of power in every single branch. Bingo. Right on the damn money. Boom. Right there it is. And this is simple stuff, too. This isn't rocket science. This isn't quantum physics. The Constitution is not a very difficult document to understand. If you can read English, you can understand the Constitution. If you don't understand the Constitution, it's because you choose not to understand the Constitution. So he goes on. This Newtonian orbit. All right, stop. All right, people, could we stop with the Onians after people's surnames? Could we stop with that? I can't. I never liked it from the very beginning, and I just can't take it anymore. Thisonian, thatonian, Clintonian. I hate that. No more Onians. We need to put a ban on Onians. So this Newtonian orbit that the three branches exist in a delicate, but it is designed to prevent this type of concentration. There is two trends going on which should be equal concern to all members of Congress. One is that we have had the radical expansion of presidential powers under both President Bush and President Obama. We have what many once called an imperial presidency model of largely unchecked authority. Wow, I can't believe this. I mean, Jonathan Turley? Hey, Mr. Obama, you might be in some trouble. And with that trend, we also have the continued rise of this fourth branch. We have agencies that are quite large that issue regulations, EPA. The Supreme Court said recently that that goddamn broken left-handed tongue. I tightened it up, and I thought for sure it was going to work this morning, but it doesn't. Try it again. The Supreme Court said recently that agencies could actually define their own or interpret their own jurisdiction. That's your Supreme Court. Now, how can you have a democracy? How can you have a free nation with a Supreme Court that thinks the way that this Supreme Court thinks? Mr. Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, you are the reason why chief justices should not have a lifetime contract. I think there needs to be term limits with the Supreme Court. I think it's time now that we have to be able to weed out the bad. But we have to do it in a way where it's not tyrannical. So the only way to really do that is to have term limits. But granted, I do know that the Supreme Court, yes, it should be, I don't know, I guess we could go a 12 or 14-year hitch. I would be fine with that. But lifetime? You get somebody that's really bad, like most of the Supreme Court is, that that little old bat, what the hell's her name? She's got like 14 names, all these hyphenated names, which irritate me. Oh, God, I'm terrible with names. What the hell is her name? Anyway, the little old bitty. Okay, people like that, they have no business staying in there. I mean, come on. I mean, this woman is half incoherent to begin with. I mean, I'm incoherent, but I mean, my God, this woman is Supreme Court Justice? If you can make out the words she's actually saying, because she's so old she can hardly speak anymore, the words don't make sense. We need to have term limits for the Supreme Court. It's time to get rid of the dead weight in this government. I would love to be able to do this without a revolution, but I don't see how it's going to be any other way. I don't see how this country is going to heal itself. How is it going to get fixed without a revolution of some kind? We can't expect our leaders to just do a complete 180. You think this president's going to do a 180? Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to impose. I didn't mean to force you to do all the stuff that I wanted done, so we're going to take away everything. You think the president's going to do that? Think he's going to take away Obamacare? Think maybe he's going to repay the stimulus package out of his own pocket? Is he going to be able to bring back the lives from Benghazi that were lost from Fast and Furious? God knows how many other people have lost from Fast and Furious. We don't know. When you got these guns going to Mexican cartels, drug cartels, pretty sure there's been a lot of people killed from those guns. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, it's just me. I'm able to put two and two together and come up with the correct answer, which is four, unlike Common Core, which you would have to form a committee. Because math is now a consensus. And now you have this guy. This is a real piece of work. This Simon Lazarus. I mean, these are people that just, these are the kinds of people. This is the kind of mindset in this country that we need to work on. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution calls on the president to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Simon Lazarus, senior counsel for the Constitutional Accountability Center. When you have people like this guy here on the Constitutional Accountability Center, we don't have a chance. There is no hope. He says that's exactly what the President Obama is doing by modifying the ACA, which is Obamacare, so that the law can be successfully implemented. Excuse me, Mr. Senior Counsel for the Constitutional Accountability Center. No. The president does not have any power, not one shred of power, to modify any law, period. You can sign in as many executive orders as you want to, but the president does not have the power to modify any law granted to the Congress. That right, that ability is granted only to the Congress, not to the executive branch. So, Mr. Simon Lazarus, senior counsel of the Constitutional Accountability Center, where is your accountability on understanding the Constitution? Huh? Just exactly what part of your ass is that understanding of this Constitution in, sir, huh? Is it all the way to the very end of your large colon? Creeping into your stomach? Is that how deep it is? Huh? Mr. Senior Counsel for the Constitution Accountability Center, the president does not have the right to modify any law, period. Read the document, Mr. Lazarus, Mr. Senior Councilman. Read the document. So then he goes on to say, I have to say that hyperventilating about how extraordinary and unprecedented and unconstitutional these delays are is just that. It's hyperventilation and it's contrary to obvious historical fact. What? Okay, first of all, he just admitted that what's going on here is extraordinary, unprecedented, and unconstitutional. So here, if it's unconstitutional, it's unprecedented, and it's extraordinary, just the word unconstitutional alone, that word right there alone, Mr. Lazarus, Mr. Senior Councilman, that right there, you contradicted yourself. This is what I'm sick and tired of. This president, I mean, he not only speaks out of both sides of his mouth, he speaks out of every orifice, every pore in his entire body. These people, just their mere presence on planet Earth is a contradiction. This is what I'm sick of, and I'm sick and tired of having the government tell me, that, oh, because I disagree with them, because I know the facts, because I can see the facts, well, then that makes me wrong. How the hell did you get to be a senior counsel for the Constitutional Accountability Center, Mr. Simon Lazarus? How did you get that position? Don't you think, I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm, you know, maybe I was nipping into the eggnog too much. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But how could somebody become the senior counsel for the Constitutional Accountability Center and make comments like that? How does that happen? Well, when you vote for President Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz and Pete King and John McCain, that's how it happens. That's how it happens. Though excerpts or experts testifying before the committee mentioned impeachment as the ultimate check on executive power, which it's time to impeach. I cannot hold back any longer. It's time. It's time to impeach. Now is the time. There's too many violations of this Constitution. There's too many violations against American people. There's far too many violations of Americana, our American way of life. How many violations did he do with Benghazi? My God, I mean, it's endless. We don't even know what he did because we can't find out any information. Well, I didn't know anything. Hell, I went upstairs to eat dinner with Michelle, and then I had to go to bed early. I didn't know what the hell was happening. Nobody told me. I didn't get the memo. It's not my fault. Secretary of State Clinton, she has no idea. I don't know how all the security got out of there. I didn't do anything. That's the Republicans. They did it. First of all, the State Department, that money for security, Republicans can't take that money away from the State Department. That's the State Department's money. It's up to the State Department to provide that security. Republicans cannot take that out. That's why that bogus claim didn't last very long, because they realized that the American people found out that it's bogus and it's not going to work. So once they find out that the American people are onto them, well, then they change their lie. Well, how many more times do these people have to keep continuing changing their lives before we're fed up? Huh? What is it going to take Do we really have to go with a full-scale civil war revolution? Do we really have to do that? Is it really that necessary that we need to have a full-scale war to get our freedom back? Is it? I'm in the camp that doesn't want to go down that road, but I'm also smart enough, well, I can see the writing on the wall, and the wall says the war is coming. If not, the war is already here. In certain capacities, it is. There's a lot of wars going on here. There seems to be a race war, only the wrong race is being blamed for it. There seems to be a war on women, but the wrong party is getting blamed for it. There is an ideological war in this country, yes, absolutely. We got one side that wants freedom and the other side that wants tyranny. I don't understand why people would follow a tyrant or a despot. Why would they flock? Do they think they're going to get something if they kiss the king's ass? What are they going to get? You get some king cookies? What do you get out of it? Oh, you don't go to jail. Oh, yeah, and you don't get a shotgun blast to the back of your head and have it claimed as a suicide. Is that what you get out of it? Well, you know what? I'm not afraid to die to tell the truth. So for me, telling the truth is going to get me killed, then so be it. I am not afraid to tell the truth. I am more afraid to tell a lie than I am to tell the truth. I'm a terrible liar. I can't lie. And every time I do, I'm so obvious when I lie. It is pathetic. So I got to the point where I just became honest with my lies. And a lot of times I tell you I'm about to lie right before I lie. And if I don't, I'll tell you right after. Yeah, I lied to you. I got no trouble admitting that I lied. Because once you tell one lie, that one lie doesn't stick with just one. That one lie branches off to two, to three, to four, to five, and it starts to multiply and multiply and multiply. So what do you end up doing? Well, you just end up keep telling more and more lies to get you out of the previous lies. And then you get reelected. Jesus Christ Almighty. The experts seemed unified in expressing to the committee that the one viable solution comes down to elections. And I underlined that and I put it in bold print. Comes down to elections. And that is exactly what this is all about. That's exactly what we need to work on as citizens of this country. If we want our freedom back, we need to put people in there that don't want to take it from us. We need to stop putting people in there that want to take it from us. Harry Reid needs to go. If you're in Nevada, and I've been to Nevada. I love Nevada. I love that whole state. But it's time you people in Nevada grew up. It's time for people in America. I know there's a lot of people growing up. I know there's a lot of people, you know, trying to distance themselves from this president. But he's still here. He's still creating more and more damage every day. So that dissension isn't going to be doing anything. We need to start putting pressure on our leaders to start doing some impeachment processes here. It is impeachment time. Tis the season for impeachment. We cannot have our Constitution violated any longer without any accountability, any responsibility. We let 400 surface air missiles get stolen out of our embassy, which they had to quickly change the name to diplomatic facility because there were weapons there. And they were selling and buying weapons, trading weapons, whatever the hell they were doing with them. So you can't do that in an embassy. That's why they quickly changed those talking points to diplomatic facility. Yeah. If Benghazi isn't enough to impeach this president, how about Fast and Furious? How about the IRS? How about the NSA? How about the stimulus packages? How about healthcare.gov? And now we're finding out that $600 million is far more than $600 million. It's now pushing past $800 million, and as long as they keep trying to fix this thing, which they never will, it's going to be much higher than $800 million. $600 million to build a website? I mean, I can't even really see a million, to be honest with you. You should not, for 3 years? Oh, man, come on. Come on. It don't take 3 years to build a website, especially one that doesn't work. Please, give me a break. Excuse me. All right. Let's open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder for any booty. Youngins, spurn Obamacare. Looks like the very people you need, Mr. President, don't need you. Uh-oh, the youngins don't like you anymore. The Utes. Obama calls on bartenders to host happy hours for Obamacare. Imagine this. President goes out there and he calls on bartenders to host happy hours for Obamacare. So what happens if you get pulled over after an afternoon of O hour? I mean, will you be charged with a DUI O? Driving under the influence of Obamacare? Huh? How do you have a happy hour for Obamacare? What do? You get all the patrons pissed drunk and so they can sign up for it? Because they can't sign up for it sober? Nobody sober is going to want to sign up for it. That's why nobody is signing up for it. So that's it. Get them drunk. Then they'll sign up for it, and then they're hooked. They can't get out of it. And once you are in it, you can't get out of it. You can't say like any other insurance policy. So if you've got an insurance policy with your employer right now, or a private one that hasn't been canceled yet, you can cancel that policy anytime you want to. But you get an Obamacare, you don't have that right to cancel that policy. What if you don't like it? So what did you got a free abortion, but what about all the other care that you need or you want? I guess you're going to have to pay extra for that. Yeah, but I can't afford it. Well, looks like some people live and some people die. Too bad, so sad. Uh-oh, it's crunch time again. Congress is running up against the partial shutdown deadline again. Well, I don't have any faith in our Republican Congress. But if I did, I wouldn't be concerned because I would know that my Republicans in Congress were going to stand up and fight for me. And if the government gets shut down again, they're not going to drop their drawers, bend over, and surrender to Mr. Harry Reid. We don't have those people in our Congress today. We have a few of them. We've got some good ones in there. Trey Gowdy's one. He's a good guy. These guys can't do it on their own. Not only do they need help from their own party, Mr. Priebus, I don't know where you've been. We got one of the biggest wars going on in our country's history. And where are you? Are you out looking for candidates to run against, like, say, Mr. Reid and Ms. Pelosi? Are you out there looking for those candidates? Because that's what you should be doing. Every single Democrat in Congress, both House and Senate, should be challenged legitimately. Don't put up some punk-ass bitch to get up there and act like he's Mr. Conservative when he's not. We don't want that. We want real people in there. You need to be finding these people. Mr. Priebus, I love you, dude. You're great. But come on. Every one of these Democrats need to be challenged, period. We need a responsible Congress. I could care less at this point whether you are Republican or Democrat. I just want this government to follow the Constitution. That's all I'm asking for. That's all the Tea Party's asking for. The government follow the Constitution. The government stays fiscally responsible. I know that that's racist because all the money isn't going to go to the black people and to the Asians and to the Mexicans and anybody that isn't white. So what does that even mean? How can you call that racist? By the government being fiscally responsible. So that means that they want to take, I guess this is what they mean. I don't know. I'm purely conjecture. But by that statement, it sounds to me like they mean they want to take money from all the white people because every white person's rich. You know, that's just the way it is. Every white person was born with a silver spoon up their ass, and they're all rich, and they're all Republican, and they are all haters. So we have to take their money and give to those people who are too fat and lazy to go out and earn it. I guess that's what they mean by that. I don't know. So Mr. Reed claims that Mr. Boehner will cave in on immigration. Yes, we've already covered that. Some Reed staffers exempt from Obamacare. Oh, didn't he say that he wasn't going to do that? I thought he said that a long time ago. I think it was in 2010. Oh, God, that was such a long time ago. After they passed the health care, that was so long ago. God, that was much longer than Benghazi. Oh, look at this. Oh, here's some booty for you. U.S. lawsuit demands legal personhood for chimpanzees. Look, I am a animal lover, always have been. I love animals. I don't people very much. I don't like what they stand for. I don't like what they believe in. I don't like what they say. I don't like what they do. But we are people. We are animals. Chimpanzees are not humans. They're not people. Human beings, people, are not chimpanzees. We are two different kinds of animals. I guess that makes me a chimpophobe now. So now, since chimpanzees are now legal people, I guess what I just said there, I guess that's hate speech. So do I have to get fined and go to jail now for hate speech for what I said about chimpanzees? Why is that even in the friggin' news? Who would be stupid enough to say, yes, chimpanzees are legal people? So does that mean they have to sign up for Obamacare now? If they're people? I mean, isn't it in the law that if you have to sign up for it, otherwise you get fined? Imprisoned? So how are these chimpanzees supposed to pay? They don't work. They don't earn money. They don't even know what the hell money is. So now what do we got to do? We got to round up all the chimp people, and we got to put them in jail because they're not signing up for Obamacare? I mean, they're people. They should be forced to sign up for Obamacare just like everybody else. Now, here's another thing. How about the Amish? Now, I got nothing against the Amish. You want to live your life the way you want to live your life? That's fine. I don't care. I'm not going to criticize people for living their life that way. What I'm criticizing is if the Amish don't have to sign up for Obamacare, how come we do? I mean, if we have to sign up for it, how come they can't? How come they're not forced to? Well, because they're in an organized religion. It's just been that way. Well, wait a minute. Why do you have to be in an organized religion to have a certain thought or feeling? So I because I'm not an organized religion, that means that, what? That I don't have the right to not want Obamacare? Because I'm not in a certain specific organized religion or organization, period? See, this is another reason why Obamacare, you can't force people to do anything. For you cannot force people to buy something that they don't want. You cannot force people to sell something that they don't want. Yes, you can try it. It might work in China. They've been under tyranny forever. Well, it doesn't work in America. America was only under tyranny for, well, it didn't take very long, of real tyranny for about, well, about 8-10 years. And they had enough. So what did they do? They put an end to it. And they came up with a really good document. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called the Constitution. And I'm not going to put a penny in the cuss jar for saying that. So, Snowden now. God, this guy, would he go away, please? Documents show that NSA is gathering over 5 billion cell phone records daily. What are they doing with this information? Where are they putting it all? Look, I understand the need to, you know, track certain people that are, well, trying to kill us. But we don't have to track the entire population of planet Earth to do it. That's my point. Oh, my God. It's almost top of the hour again. I haven't even started anything. This is what happens when I start talking. Jesus God Almighty. Well, our president, our king, our supreme leader, Barack Hussein Obama, held another "I continue to lie and don't care what you think" speech in the White House Tuesday. See, he had all these people standing up behind him. You know, they got to have that pretentious show going on here. You know, they got to show everybody, look how everybody's so happy and everybody loves me still. Well, the room really wasn't that big, and there wasn't that many people in there. He's lost most of his audience. People don't want to show up. He doesn't go out anymore to all these places. He doesn't sell out all these big, giant arenas. Those days are gone. So he's out there, and he's got all these people standing up there, and they're introducing him, and they're props. These people are props, and they're too naive, too gullible, too ignorant, too stupid to realize that that's exactly what they are, is props. And these illegal immigrants, look, you illegal aliens, you need to realize real quick, you are not being catered to for any other reason other than your vote. You are being brought over here, indoctrinated, and turned directly into a lifelong Democrat. You're a vote. You're not a person to them. A chimpanzee has more personhood than you do to them. They only want your vote. They don't want you. So if you really think you're coming over here and you're getting a good deal, you're not. You're being used. Now, maybe there's people out there that they like being used. There are some people that love to be used. They love to be taken advantage of. Well, obviously, there's a lot of illegal aliens that love being taken advantage of because that's exactly what's happening. You're not a person. You're a vote. That's all you are to them. You want to become an American citizen? First of all, learn what it is to be an American. Learn America. Learn what it is, what makes America great. Why do you want to come over here? You want to come over here just because your country sucks and you want free health care and free this and free that and bup it up and up and up and up? Oh, that'd be nice. I can't help but say it. I'm sorry. I don't like going down here. I don't like this road, but if somebody's got a better idea of how to stop this, I mean, obviously the American people are still not learning. And I still don't think that in 2014 there's still going to be enough people in this country that have learned their lesson and will vote responsibly in 2014, no matter how much we push this. I hate to be pessimistic, but I'm just realistic. I would be more surprised if we did vote these bums out in 2014 than if we didn't. That's a crying friggin' shame. There's only two choices that we have. Either we go into a full, all-scale revolutionary war, or we learn how to vote responsibly. That's the only choices we have. Because in 2014, if things aren't changed, I can guarantee you it will not be long after the 2014 election if things aren't completely reversed. Well, not completely, but enough to, well, start healing. If there isn't significant change in the 2014 election, there will be another revolution. There will be a war. Whether how bloody it gets, how big it gets, I don't know. I'm trying to avoid that. And I'm pretty sure the overwhelming vast majority of the American people don't want it. But like I said a million times, simple human psychology. You don't have to be a psychologist to understand reality. You push people so long and for so far, they will eventually rise up. And when they do, that's when things get ugly. Well, if that's what you want, if you really, 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 truly, honestly want ugly Democrats, we're going to give you ugly. Because if a battle is what you want, we will give you the entire damn war. You understand? This isn't a game anymore. This is a fight for our lives, literally, metaphorically, in any way possible. Fight for our lives, a fight for our livelihood. All we want is just to simply be free. Why does the government need to get into my personal life? They don't need to know anything about me. Run the goddamn government. Pay our bills. Do it fiscally responsibly. Stop spying on the American people. Spending our money your way rather than our way. It's our money. We should have the right. I think American people should vote on what our taxes go to. We need, if we're going to change this Constitution, which we do have the right to alter this Constitution, and we have altered this Constitution. Several times. There are 27 amendments. We've altered this Constitution, and we can do it again. We need to start bringing some more power back to the people. Now, I understand the way they wrote the document, when they wrote the document, things were a little bit different in 1789 than they are today. So maybe they didn't anticipate this would get like this, or maybe they did, and you know, they were just hoping for the best. A lot of the founding fathers did understand that this Constitution, with all of its safeguards, all of its all of the Bill of Rights, all of this, all of that, they knew back then that the government still could turn tyrannical. And what has happened? Well, they were right. We have turned tyrannical. We do not have a republic. We do not have a democracy in the United States of America today. We have a tyranny. Why our Congress is so inept that they can't recognize this is mind-boggling. Unless they're part of it. What was that? You're either with us or against us. Remember that after 9/11? Well, that's the way it is now. You are either with us or you are against us. Us is the American people. You are the government. You, government, are either with us, the American people, or you, government, are against us, American people. We don't want to rise up against you, but we will. Not can, not may, but will. We cannot take this any longer. Something is going to snap. People are going to blow. And when that happens, a lot of people get hurt. And you know what is even worse than that? A lot of very innocent people who have absolutely nothing to do with anything are going to get hurt the most. So there's only two choices that we have in this country today. We start voting responsibly, starting with the 2014 election, and a lot of people need to lose their jobs. Up and down the line. If we can do that, we can start to heal. But if we don't vote responsibly, Democrats are still in power of the Senate, or if they take over both the House and the Senate, I don't see it any other way where something's got to give. Something's got to blow, and people are going to snap. I don't see it any other way. So if you want to avoid that, you want to avoid a completely unnecessary, bloody war to fight for something that we've already fought for and already have been granted, well, you're going to get it. I don't see it any other way. I'm sorry. Human psychology tip, this is basic psychology. I don't see it any other way. So all we need to do is just simply vote. People like Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi's, the Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz, the Peter Kings, well, it's not the right time to fight, and everybody's a fraud except for me. No, Mr. King, you are the fraud. Mr. McCain, he's got to go. McConnell, he's got to find another place to go. Senate is no longer for Mr. McConnell. He's got to find another job. Why don't you go get that $15 an hour job at McDonald's, Mr. McConnell? That's about all you're worth is flipping burgers. Now, here's another thing that pisses me off. If this guy has to go out here and continue to campaign and campaign and campaign to try to drum up support, first of all, you either have support or you don't. And if you have to continue to campaign for this bill is over 3 years old. And if you're still out there campaigning, Mr. Obama, to get people to jump on board your health care, if you're still campaigning after 3 years, you have to be smart enough to recognize that the people don't want it. You are not going to change their minds. You are not going to change people's minds. They are not going to all of a sudden start loving you again and start loving anything and everything that you cram down our throats just because you tell us it's good for us. We're Americans. We don't work that way. So where are these clips? I got a couple of these clips. This was yesterday. I think it was yesterday or the day before, whenever the hell it was. So let's listen to this one here. He's with all these people. And again, these people really aren't real. They're plants. I mean, they probably all work for his one of his community organizations or whatever the hell it is. These aren't real people. These are plants to make it look. And you look at them, and they all look like they're just dumber than a crooked fence. You got that one fat guy. He looked almost, I don't want to say the word, but looked like he was a little slow in the head. Just an observation. That's all I'm saying. He looked like a dummy. Probably a doctor. Probably good friends with Zeke Emanuel. But they were all standing up there, and when you're watching the president, when you watch a video, and you're looking at these people, and you see nothing but these blank looks in their eyes. Now, I don't think it's really that they're so mesmerized by being in the mere presence of this king. I think they're just stupid people, and they don't understand what the hell he's saying. And when the applause light goes on, they just start to clap. I mean, they are obots. That's exactly what they are. Well, he's having trouble finding these people. You see, the program evidently has got a glitch in it. A reality glitch. And if that reality glitch kicks in, that means, well, people are no longer obotic. And that's why you notice he doesn't go to these places unless they're absolutely, they're smaller venues now. He's still got some of the colleges. You know, I went to college too, and it just seems like as soon as you go to college, they do everything they can to strip away all of your intelligence and make you as stupid and as ignorant and as dumb as possible. Colleges today do not seem, they're not out there to educate you. It's not about the education. It's not about that. It's about the indoctrination. Do you believe in the almighty power of liberalism or not? Well, no, I don't, and I won't. It's dangerous. It hurts people. We don't want it. This is America. This isn't Europe. So anyway, we have our king here doing everything he can to convince the American people that he's, well, he's right and you're wrong. How naughty, naughty, do not criticize me. I am the king and everything's working fine. Healthcare.gov is working wonderful. Oh, all these people are getting all this healthcare. Well, no, Mr. President, they're not getting healthcare. One, people aren't signing up, and the people that are signing up, well, either get it for free or they think they've got health care, but they don't. What is that number? One out of three people who think that they've signed up for Obamacare don't have it? And those that somehow do have it, I wonder how much of their personal information is already in the hands of certain hackers. So now he's on this so-called victory tour, telling the world how great and wonderful he is and how great and wonderful Obamacare is and how awful and racist those Republicans are for criticizing. Then he has the audacity to say that Obamacare is working. Great and wonderful. Regardless of the evidence? Huh? He's out there saying that all of the evidence points that Obamacare is working great. Let's go ahead and play this. Get that one. I think it's cut number one. Go ahead and go. Today, hello.
Ask why I raise the issue again right now. I do it because the outcomes of the debates we're having right now, whether it's health care or the budget or reform.
That was the wrong one, guys. Hello. Let's snap out of it today already. Will you please? Huh? I'm just surprised that Blog Talk Radio didn't cut me off 55,000 times. It only cut me off once this morning. And I got people in the back there. All they got to do is push one button, and they're giving me all this different. No, 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 no. Follow the script. You got it right there in front of you. Go ahead and give me the first cut.
All right. Thank you, Monica. We may never satisfy the law's opponents. I think that's fair to say. Some of them are rooting for this law to fail. That's not my opinion, by the way. They say it pretty explicitly.
It already has failed.
Some have already convinced themselves that the law has failed, regardless
it has.
Of the evidence.
people have convinced themselves that Obamacare has failed regardless of the evidence. Well, what evidence do you have, Mr. Obama, that Obamacare is successful? Huh? Is it all the millions of people that have lost their health care and lost their doctor? Now we're having to pay twice, three, four, five times as much just for the premiums, and now your deductibles skyrocketed? Out-of-pocket expenses skyrocketed, and yet you're successful. There are more people uninsured now because of Obamacare than there were before we had Obamacare. Those are facts, Mr. Obama. That's not conjecture, okay? Those are facts. Before Obamacare and after Obamacare. Right now, we don't have a lot of people actually who do have insurance. And what's going to happen when all these doctors now... See, there's going to be these doctors that are not going to go into this Obamacare. So here they go. They go. They stay with their hospital because the hospital's not going to, they're not going to sign them with Obamacare. So there's going to be fewer and fewer hospitals. They're going to treat, well, Obamacare patients, because nobody, no doctor, no hospital wants to go into it. So what's going to have to happen? Well, the president's going to have to sign another executive order and just, well, modify the law by bypassing Congress and force all hospitals, all doctors, to go along with Obamacare. Now, how do you think that's going to fly? Think doctors are going to like that one? I don't think so. You see where this is going? This is just one mess after another. It is impossible to get this Obamacare to work. It never will. You see, Mr. King and Mr. McCain and Mr. McConnell, you see now why when you had the opportunity to fight in October, you see now that that was the actual, that was the real time to fight. Now it's almost too late. We won't be able to repair some of these people. They've lost their doctor. They've lost their health care. These people are screwed. And every month, that number keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Then here in just about a month, less than a month, what's going to happen? Well, even more policies are going to start to be canceled. More and more and more and more and more. Well, this time when you have this debate, if you will, it's not really a debate. I don't even know what the hell you would call it. Republicans just sit there and don't say anything. If they do, well, then they get chastised. And they're racist, you know. I mean, you can't listen to a racist. But they're not going to fight. They'll fight for themselves, but they certainly will not fight for you, which is their job. You're irrelevant. As long as they're making money somehow on all these deals and left and right, I mean, these people, they go into Congress as paupers and they come out gazillionaires. And guess what? With your money. Is that really what you want? You want a government that does that? Look, I don't care if the people in Congress are making tons of money. I don't give a damn. But it's how you make that money. That's what I don't like. I don't like these crooked deals on this and crooked deals on that. I don't like any crooked deal. You're going to go to Congress, you should be there for one reason and one reason only. That's to protect the American people against the government. That's their job. Even though they are part of the government, they need to have enough sense in them to understand that, yeah, they are part of the government, but they are also a citizen. So once they, what happens when they get out of office? Well, some of those things that they thought would never happen to them, well, guess what? It's happening to them. They don't like that. So what do? They do anything and everything they possibly can to stay elected. How about that, Mary Landrieu? Oh, she's fighting for her life, boy. Oh, that girl is scared. And you know what, Miss Landrieu? I don't feel one goddamn bit sorry for you. You broke my heart. And that's my fault, first of all. That's my fault. I never really trusted you because you're a politician. But I did like what you had to say, and you did have good things to say. And, even for a Democrat, I thought to myself, you know what? Even though this chick is a Democrat, she's still rather conservative. Not really conservative, but I mean, for a Democrat, you know, she does have some common sense in her. The problem is she doesn't use it all that much. Well, when it came to this health care debate and the stimulus, Ms. Landrieu, you really showed your true colors. If they're not bright, they're very dark colors, very drab, very dreary colors. You deserve to lose your election in 2014, Ms. Landrieu. You deserve it. You have no business being in Congress. You can't blame the president. You can't blame Republicans. You can't blame anybody but yourself. You didn't read the bill. You voted for it. And now that it doesn't work and it can never work, your constituents are pissed. And so now you're trying to distance yourself away from the president? Well, you were out there touting his words. You were repeating everything the president said. You were selling Obamacare, and you sold it to your constituents. Well, your constituents should actually be more upset with themselves rather than you. Because ultimately, they bought into what you told them. This is what happens, man. This is called being gullible. If you're going to believe whatever anybody tells you, you believe whatever comes your way. Now, yeah, I do believe in the old adage, the old Reagan adage, trust but verify. And you have to. You have to say, okay, fine. We got this, this, and this. All right. I'll take your word for it until I can get a chance to, well, verify it. And if you lie to me and if it's anything different, well, then your credibility is now shot. All right, if you guys are ready back there, if you guys are awake, can you give me cut number two?
At, you know, our poor execution in the first couple months on the website clouded the fact that there are a whole bunch of people who stand to benefit. Now that the website's working for the vast majority of people, we need to make sure that folks refocus on what's at stake here.
Yeah, excuse me, Mr. President, your website is not working. And secondly, what's at stake? We know what's at stake. And how do we know what's at stake? Because we are the ones losing our health care plans. We are the ones losing our doctors. We are the ones who are having to pay 2-3 times as much every month for abortions. We are the ones who are having to pay more out of our pockets to buy just drugs, prescription drugs. And now they're going to tax like wheelchairs and tax heart stents and this. I mean, come on. The goddamn tax is more than the actual product itself. Your website's not working. And what's at stake, Mr. Obama, is the demise of this country. That's what's at stake. And that's why people like me and people like a lot of everybody who's listening to this show aren't going to put up with it anymore. Mr. Obama, you need to give it up. You're not going to convince the American people that your Obamacare is going to work. The government cannot force its citizens, not in this country. I'm not talking about any other country. I could care less about any other country on planet Earth. I only care about this one, and that's the United States of America. And in our Constitution, and you should know this, Mr. Constitutional Scholar, you're nothing but a guest speaker that rarely showed up, and you were only a guest speaker because of the color of your skin, not because of your knowledge, because you don't have the knowledge. You lied to become a foreign exchange student to get free college, and then once you got your free college, well, then you start telling the truth that you were born in Hawaii. Where were you born, Mr. Obama? Was it Indonesia? Was it Hawaii? Was it Kenya? At this point, I could care less where the hell you were born. As long as you leave, I really don't care. All right, we've got another, we've got to get this Christmas break in here because I can't take any more of this nonsense. And we got a whole bunch more nonsense to talk about. So we have a very, another request. This is from Tracy Summer from Vancouver, Washington. Who requests this song? This is John Lennon, so this is Christmas.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is
Hey, happy Christmas. Don't you just love that hateful Christmas music, that racist, misogynist Christmas music? Doesn't it just make you feel so good that you have all that hate inside of you, that you just love this Christmas music? Blah, 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 blah. It's freaking Christmas. If you don't like it, don't celebrate it. There's a lot of holidays that people celebrate that I don't like. I don't even know. Do I bitch about it? No. Why? Well, because it has nothing to do with me. People celebrate Christmas all over the world. And I have been all over the world during Christmas. So I have seen the decorations. I have seen Hong Kong, for God's sakes. The Philippines. All these places. They never had anybody bitching and complaining like we do in this country. There was nobody saying that you got to take down that Christmas tree and you can't call it a Christmas tree. You have to call it a holiday tree. Huh? Well, how about that Hanukkah menorah? Do you have to call that a holiday menorah? Instead of a Hanukkah menorah? Huh? The bottom line is this. If you don't like somebody, you don't like what they're doing, you don't like... Stay away from it. If it doesn't affect you, you have absolutely no business commenting. Christmas songs do not offend people. It does not offend anybody. Calling it a Christmas tree does not offend anybody. Making me call it a holiday tree does offend people. So that's exactly why we're going to be rebellious on this program, and we're going to play Christmas music. And we're not going to care. And we're going to like it. We're going to be free, and we're going to be American. That's just the way it is. This show is about America. I am America's rebel, and if I have to be the only one, then so be it. Proud and honored to take on that responsibility exclusively if I have to. But I don't think I'm alone. And I'm tired of getting on this goddamn radio program every friggin' morning and having to bitch, piss, and moan. I'm sick of it. There's no excuse for any of this stuff that I'm bitching about. There is no excuse for any of this stuff happening. None of it. I mean, I thought Clinton's administration was bad. And yeah, we had a lot of people. There was a lot of people. There was a lot of talk radio. There was a lot of this, and there was a lot of that. But it wasn't anything what's going on here now. Not even close. Tyrannical government, and we have to get rid of it. If we don't have enough responsible politicians in our House and our Senate, we need to get rid of them in 2014. But that's over a year away. We need to get rid of these people now. We don't have a year to wait. Just think. I mean, in just the 2 months that Obamacare has been online, just look at all the damage that has been caused in just 2 months. Wait till another year from now. Wait till 5 years from now. Wait till 10 years from now, if. So why is he working so hard now? Why is this president working so hard to convince you of Obamacare? Is he afraid of something? What is it? Why is he working this hard? Maybe, I'm just saying here, maybe it's because, well, it seems the president had one face-to-face meeting that wasn't even on the books. With who? Kat Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary. This is the woman in charge of Obamacare. Left a task of healthcare.gov, Health and Human Services. It's Obama's baby, but she's the mother. She's going to mother it. She's going to be the surrogate mother of Obamacare. And here, the father and the mother of Obamacare had one meeting together. One. It was off the books. Because the books say they didn't have any. One meeting, and you wonder why the website doesn't work. You wonder why, well, we already know why the bill itself doesn't work. But, I mean, if you can't even get a website to work, I mean, you got to give it up. It's a website. My God. One meeting. One meeting. I wonder what that meeting was about. More alarming, though, the president's schedule lists 277 private meetings with 16 other cabinet secretaries in the same time from Obamacare's March 23, 2010 signing to November 30, 2003 or 2013. So he meets with everybody else a million times, but won't meet with Kathleen Sebelius. Supposed legacy? Not much of a legacy. Well, that's just me. As part of the short-term agreement struck in mid-October, Congress gave itself until January 15 to pass a budget until December 13 to reach a tentative deal at the committee level. So this is what I've been wanting to get into. This is where the Republicans have another opportunity. If they're smart, if they're paying attention, if our Republican leaders find a way to get rid of their cowardice, put away their petty little differences, if they can hold this government up, shut it down, and do not bring it back until Obamacare is 100% completely repealed, that's what they need to do. This is a perfect opportunity. American people are not going to suffer because the government shut down. They shut down 17% of the government, which we could shut down a good 25% of the government and still be much more effective. This is your second opportunity, guys. Could you please take it? This is another opportunity. You don't get two opportunities. You only get one opportunity in life for just about anything. And if you get a second opportunity and you pass that second opportunity up, that's when things get real costly. But see, they're not going to have to pay that price. Guess who's going to have to pay that price? Yep, you guessed it. You betcha, Red Rider, it is you. You will pay for that. They're not going to pay. It's not going to come out of their pocket. What, are you kidding me? It's December 4, and despite weeks of talks and budget negotiations, we have only crept forward, and Congress really only has five more days this month to do anything. How about start with impeachment hearings? How about that? Let's start there. While the House is in session, the Senate doesn't return until next week, and Speaker John Boehner plans to adjourn the House for the holiday recess next Friday. This is a perfect opportunity, guys. Please don't blow it like you did the last time. And if you could you put Mr. McConnell and Mr. King and Mr. McCain and all those other dissenters, could you keep them out of the room? They're blocking the flow of progress, and we can't afford it anymore. You get those key guys out. And Mr. King, you're fired. You are no longer my congressman. You were, but you're not anymore. The Speaker is very serious about us being out here for the 13th, House Minority, our Majority Leader Eric Cantor said. There may be little stomach on Capitol Hill for another government shutdown. Really? Personally, I think the American people would welcome it. We might get something out of it. The American people were not upset at Republicans for this government being shut down. That's number one. They weren't the last time with Clinton either. I don't remember anybody saying that it was all Republicans' fault. Well, we heard it in the media. But, I mean, if you're going to believe the media, well, then it just shows your level of intelligence. You distrust and you verify when it comes to the media. You don't trust them. the media is not going to give. Walter Cronkite, all of them. He was a piece of crap. I was 5-6 years old, I remember him. And I remember arguing with my grandfather. He was a big Walter Cronkite fan. I said, "Grandpa, this guy, there's some. He's not. He doesn't seem very honest to me. He seems to be lying to me." Now, he didn't like it very much, but I've always had that feeling. I've never liked him. I've never liked anybody in the media. Look, when the media can learn their job, which is to report the news, not create the news, but to report the news, the whole news, and nothing but the news, when they can do that, yeah, then I'll start giving them some kind of credence. But right now, I can't. I can't trust a goddamn thing those people tell me. And why? Well, the media has always been protective of certain things, and I don't understand why. It seems to me that since we had a free press, well, used to be, since you have a free press, why would you suppress yourself? Why would you suppress the news with a free press? See, this is why I don't trust people in the media. I don't trust newscasters. I don't trust them. I don't trust journalists or reporters. I don't trust them at all. Tell you one thing, and at the same time, they're showing you something completely different. And then when you disagree with it because you're looking at the actual physical concrete evidence, well, then you're a hater. You don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I'm the media. I'm a journalist. You didn't know? Well, I know more than you. I'm a journalist.
Huh?
I hope they do shut this government down. For God's sakes, Republicans, take this opportunity, please. You don't get second chances in life very often. You have another opportunity to take that silver platter holding this government shutdown, which holds the key to Obamacare getting repealed. Boehner, you need to grow a backbone. A very thick backbone. Very sturdy backbone. One that will not snap. One that will not break. Shut this government down. Demand Obamacare is 100% completely repealed. Then impeach this president so we, the country, can start to heal. That's what I want for Christmas. Get on here. I'm going to write Santa Claus. God damn it. That's on my Christmas list. Obamacare repealed and the president impeached. Put one of those presents under the tree and another present in my stocking and I'll be happy. I'll be happy because I know that this country is going to start to heal. If we are going to be free, we have to demand our freedom. There's far too many people that aren't demanding freedom. They're getting more and more happy to just give it away. Here it is. Oh, all my names. Hope and change. Oh, look, a unicorn. Ooh, ooh. So let's find out this, what Mr. Reid said. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, which this guy's a piece of work. My God, how do you vote for people like this? I mean, listen to him talk. You know what? I can't stand soft talkers. I do not trust soft talkers. Look at all the soft talkers that you've ever met in your life. Every one of them is deceitful. Every damn one of them. Mr. Reid, you are the most deceitful man I think I've ever, and I have met you. I refuse to shake your hand because I didn't want your germs on me. But you're more creepy in person than you are on television. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, the Republicans, and they're so bad, and all this, and we got peace and love, and we just want to help people. And
soft talkers are deceitful. Look at all the soft talkers in our government. Tom Daschle, remember him? He's a soft talker. He's a piece of garbage. I don't trust soft talkers.
oh, I just want this and this and that. And you,
mealy mouse, little wimp. Shut up. And this guy was supposed to be a boxer. Maybe he got hit in the head so many goddamn times. That's probably his problem. Reid on Tuesday said Republicans would sign onto a deal if they ever want to see a GOP president again. Now, who the hell is this guy? Well, if you ever want to see another Republican president, you'll do exactly what I tell you. Who the hell are you, Mr. Reid? Huh? Now, is Mr. Reid the king now? Isn't that supposed to be Obama's job? Isn't he the king? What, is Reid just king for a day or something? What the hell kind of comment is that, Mr. Reid? Well, if you ever want to see another Republican president, you'll do exactly what I tell you. You'll sign on to this deal. Yes, Mr. Boehner will cave in. Mr. Reid is 100% correct about that. I don't have any faith in you, Mr. Boehner, and I used to. I want to. Please, Mr. Boehner, give me a reason to have faith in you. Please give me a reason to have faith in you, Mr. Boehner. That's all I want. That's all anybody wants in this country. Look, if you guys aren't going to do your job, you don't want to do your job, Mr. Boehner, just resign. Just quit. Give it up to somebody who does want to do your job. What are you afraid of? Why will you not fight? You should have stood up to Mr. McConnell the last time this government was shut down. You should have told Mr. McConnell to take his $3 billion pork sandwich and shove it up his ass. That's what you should have told him. But you didn't. You did exactly what Mr. Reid told you that you're going to do again, is you're going to cave in. Well, just don't. Take this opportunity. Like I said, you only get one opportunity in life. Very seldom do you get a second chance in life. And if you do, that's fate. That's fate saying, look, I know you screwed up the last time, but I have faith in you. I want you to succeed, so I'm going to give you another opportunity. Here's that opportunity. I'm going to give it to you, hand deliver you that opportunity. But if you don't take it, you don't deserve it. So, Mr. Boehner, shut this goddamn government down and do not open it back up again until Obama completely 100% impeached or repealed. We can work on impeachment later, but let's start at one thing at a time here. There's so many things to work on with this administration. My God. I mean, what this man has done just as the preamble. We haven't even got to the body or the Bill of Rights yet. Just what this man has done just in the preamble of our Constitution. Well, that's grounds for dismissal right there. And then when you combine that with everything else, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, Solyndra's, stimulus packages, all kinds of backdoor secret deals with Iran. Congress said, here's all these sanctions against Iran. So what does Obama do? He bypasses Congress and says, no, we don't need those sanctions. Here, Iran, you can have all this stuff, but make sure, wink and nod, don't build that nuclear bomb. Wink, 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 nod, 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 nod. But here, we're going to give you one of your scientists back, you know, the guy that knows how to complete the bomb. I mean, how many more violations against the American people? Forget about the Constitution at this point. Just how many violations against the American people? That's violations against the world. Look, Iran has no business with a nuclear bomb. Yeah, I don't have any problem with them having nuclear power for electricity and for this and that. I don't have a problem with that. But a country like Iran isn't going to use that nuclear they're not going to use that for commercial purposes. Their citizens of Iran are not going to benefit from nuclear energy. Israel's going to be wiped off the face of the earth. If you ever want to see another GOP president, you'll do what I say. What the hell is the matter with you, Mr. Reed? I mean, you're a little cocky, don't you think? You need to slow down there, Chief. If Republicans ever want to elect a Republican president again, they're going to have to get right with the Hispanic and Asian community who are by more than 70% voted for Obama. Really? Wow. We got to get that Hispanic group and the Asian group. We got to get the homosexual group, and then we got to get the woman group, and then we got to get this group, and then we got to get the black group, and then we got to get that group. How about getting this group? How about getting the American people? How about that for a group? We don't have groups in this country. We have one group. We have one race, and it's called American. Your heritage comes from all over the place. Some of you are mutts. Some of you have all kinds of different races in you. Does that make you any less or more of an American than anybody else? No. If politicians actually catered to the American people rather than to all these special interest groups and all these other little groups, the black group, the gay group, the this group, the curly group, there's only one group in America. It's called Americans. There's only one group. That's it. You understand that, Mr. Reed? We have only one group, one race in this country. It's called American. Because your heritage is from Asia or Cuba or Mexico or Liechtenstein. If you're a citizen of this country, you are a citizen of this country, which makes you an American. I can't stand when people put people into groups. I don't fit into any group. I'll tell you that right now. You're not going to find me in any textbook. You cannot psychoanalyze me. I am a free man. I'm a free thinker. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. I don't get influenced by other people. If somebody else tells me that this over here is really great and wonderful, it might be great and wonderful to you, but I don't know anything about it, so I'm not going to get out here and unlike our politicians who went out there and sold Obamacare, they had no idea what was in it. They were just reading the talking points. And then when they found out that it wasn't as, well, wasn't what it was promised to be, now they want to distance themselves. Oh, it wasn't me who did this. It was the president, and I'm working for you. I'm going to try everything I can to keep your doctor. So the president just alters, again, just alters the law itself. Oh, well, you want to keep your doctor? Okay, I'll just do that. Yeah, but what about Congress? Ah, we don't need Congress. I'm a king. What the hell do I need a Congress for? I'm a king. I got executive order power. All I need is a pen. Congress? Congress. I'm a king. I still can't get over this legal personhood of chimpanzees. A U.S. animal rights group has filed what it says to be the first lawsuit seeking to establish legal personhood of chimpanzees. But it still makes me wonder, if they're going to be a legal person, they're going to have to sign up for Obamacare. And if they don't, well, they're going to have to be fined. And since chimps don't, well, they don't work, they don't even know what money is, and they got no pockets, they got no bank accounts. So we're going to have to throw these chimps in jail for not signing up for Obamacare. Right? The nonprofit Non-Human Rights Project asked a New York State court to declare a 26-year-old chimp named Tommy complex autonomous legal person with the fundamental legal right not to be imprisoned. Well, I see what they're trying to say here. And there is some point to that. And I do agree. I'm an animal lover. I love animals. I understand what they're trying to do because these animals are, well, we do mistreat animals in this country. You can't get away from that. People mistreat their pets. People mistreat lab animals, chimpanzees. I think we've gotten to the point where we can do a lot less of animal testing. I think we've got to the point now we can do a lot of testing without having to use animals. We don't need to keep them in cages. Animals do need to move. Imagine if you were in a cage your whole life. You couldn't stand up, couldn't walk around. You're just in a cage. Oh, you might get fed. So, I mean, it does make sense. And there are some tests that we do that does benefit, the human population, human race. Yes, I understand that. But we can cut down on a lot of it. We don't need as much as we have. But to make them a personhood, this is where I have to break off from these people. You should not have to declare them a person in order to keep them from being mistreated in a laboratory. This is what I don't like about any of these left-wing radical, Greenpeace and all this crap. We've seen them out in the Navy all the time. They were always trying to block us from doing something. Idiots. They go so far. They miss their own point. If they were just, first of all, they're not focused. They can recognize a problem, but they can't recognize what that problem actually is. All they can see, there's a problem. But they can't recognize what the problem is. So their solutions don't match what the actual problem is. And that's exactly what this is. They don't recognize what the problem is. The solution is not to turn this chimpanzee into a human so it doesn't have to be imprisoned in a laboratory. It's like with guns. It's the gun's fault. The gun manufacturer's fault. It's not the person who actually, stole the gun, then stole the bullets, loaded it, aimed it, pulled the trigger. But we can't blame that individual. Well, he's a minority, and, they've had their struggles. And it's all the white man bringing the black man down, and, Bush, So let's just go after the gun. Well, they see a problem. Yeah, people are getting murdered in the streets. Chicago. You remember that, Mr. President? That community that you organized in Chicago? Yeah. Yeah, that's the one with all those people being shot every day. Instead of taking out the gun, which is not the problem, that's what they want to do. And what has this done? What have all those gun laws done? Well, increased more murders. So you see my point? They miss their own point. They go too far. They go way past their point. They don't understand what the actual problem is. Look, you can identify that there's a problem. Yeah, people are getting killed. Okay, but why are they getting killed? Well, because they have guns. Well, let's take out all the guns. Okay, well, we got all the legislation. We take out guns. But what happened? We got more murders. So you see, you didn't identify the problem. The problem is not the gun. For these kids killing each other. The problem is them. They're the problem. Maybe, I don't know, organize your community. Maybe some of these kids can get a job, and if they're actually working more than they are running around the streets, knocking people out and shooting them, maybe then you might have at least parts of it solved. That's called lazy. Instead of going after the individual and finding out why that individual is the way that individual is, we'll just blame the gun because that's easy. Well, yeah, it is easy. It's also lazy. It's not the gun that killed that person. It's the human being that killed that person. If you didn't have a gun, guns weren't invented. You're still going to try to tell me that there wouldn't be any murders? Hello? I've got something in here real quick. It just reminded me. Let me see if I can find this here. These are statistics, real numbers, hard data numbers. These aren't made up stuff. And it will go to show you. Photos. Here it is. Let's see. Ah, here it is. Out of the roughly 2.5 million people that die every year in our country, roughly 48% dies from tobacco. 17% dies from medical error. Oh, God, wait till Obamacare's fully kicked in. That number's going to skyrocket. I didn't realize 17% medical error. Wow. I didn't know it was that high. 10% is unintentional injuries. 9% is alcohol abuse. 3% of the 2.5 million people that die every year in the United States are killed by vehicle accidents. 3% by accidental poisoning. 2% by drug abuse. 2% by unintentional falls. 1.5% of non-gun homicides. And look at this. Slightly less than 1% of the 2.5 million people that die every year die from guns. Just thought I'd point out the numbers in case there's somebody out there that wanted to put it all into the proper perspective. Guns don't kill people. People kill people, period. Why? That's, I'm sorry, but that's not a racist comment. People kill people. All right, folks, we're just about done here today. I got a lot more to talk about, but I'm just sick of it all. Now we got this NSA over 5 billion cell phone records. I understand you've got to get some records and you want to track, you know, the terrorists and find out where they're going. I understand that. But 5 billion, we don't have 5 billion terrorists in this country. I find that a little hard to believe. Yeah, are there a lot of terrorists in this country? Yeah. 5 billion? Can't go along with that number. Sorry, but I don't believe that there are 5 billion terrorists in this country. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, what the hell is this government afraid of? I think they sense because, see, I think they realize that they are tyrannical. And I do think that they're smart enough to recognize the American people aren't going to stand for it. And they will uprise. And they will rebel. That is going to happen. That's not a can or a may, Mr. Government. That is a will. The American people will uprise against you. This is going to happen. You can avoid it. American people can avoid it. What you need to do, Mr. Government, to avoid it, you need to do a 180. What we can do to avoid it as American citizens, we can start voting responsibly. But either one of those fails. Yes, there will be an uprising. Not can or may, it will happen. I sense it. I see it. I feel it. We don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to see that. I don't want to talk about it. But you have to be able to recognize that if you don't change certain things will happen. If you continue to walk and approach a cliff, and you continue to walk, you will fall down that cliff if you do not stop. It's just the way it is. If us as American citizens do not fix our voting habits, if our politicians do not fix their habits, their tyrannical habits, yes, something is going to happen. It has to. It has no choice. It will happen. So let's all work together this year, please. Let's all work together so we can avoid this. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. All right, let's play one more Christmas song, and we're gonna go ahead and leave this show, put this show in the books, close it up, put it in the archives, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Come on, everybody.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time, oh, the most wonderful.